an edge. You need you a bulletproof vest as far as your portfolio goes.
That's right.
Now, I know a fella who can hook you up.
You do.
And of course, this is a figurative bulletproof vest. They don't actually take a bulletproof vest and put on your portfolio, but it's kind of a virtual one. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
I know a guy named David Ernest. If you call him up at 279-7431, he will get your portfolio outfitted, get it all bulletproof, and that way you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. Nothing's going to be able to hurt you. Those things that come in and try to steal your portfolio, they will not be able to penetrate that bulletproof vest, and you'll come out smelling like a rose. But you have to call him if you want to smell like a rose. That's a good thing. Because sometimes you come out smelling like the stuff they put on the roses, but you don't want that.
No.
You want to smell like a rose. Call David at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Bulletproof your portfolio today. And, you know, we have used up another 30 minutes of pretty good airtime on the radio.
We did, didn't we?
Time for us to go. We're going to go put on our bulletproof vests and go outside, because you should probably do that.
Yes.
Now, these are real bulletproof
vests. And, you know, I have a real bulletproof investment vest. So call me, and I can make sure it fits you real well.
279-7431. We'll see you next time on Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And don't forget to look for us on TV on the weekends on the CW and on ABC 32.
That's right.
We'll see you next time.
Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up, a teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, the capital of dreams, and that must be true. They stuck it on our trash cans. You're listening to Clearing the Air, the only show in the River Region that seeks the truth, folks. That's what we do here. no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate, too, by the way. Tonight is Wing It Wednesday. I am your host, Terry Adams, the intrepid host of this program, a man dealing with a mind and body that is being ravaged by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons. Welcome to the program. A lot going on right now. It's been a very strange day for me. Jason, of course, is with me as always, but I also happen to do a weekend show on Saturday nights from 6 to 9. On that program's where we get in the deep end of the pool, aliens and what have you. But tonight, as always on Wednesdays, I'm joined in the attic with no static by my friend and brother in Christ, Jason, as God intended, here on Wing It Wednesdays. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
Yeah. Now, we'll take calls. Let me get through my initial 30-minute monologue, and we'll take calls after that, folks. So, now, here's the important stuff. Don't believe a single thing you hear. It's not our intention to convince you of anything. It's not our desire to talk you into anything. And it's certainly not our job to awaken you to the truth. We both just feel led to do so. You know, my daddy always said that something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain is always going to mean more to you than something freely given. And that's so very true. The only thing I can think that would not fit that would be Christ, what we get from him, you know, because he goes to God on our behalf and pleads. Because, see, he's been through this. He came and got in man's flesh, and he experienced all the emotions that we go through. I'm sure God knows, but God hasn't lived it like Christ lived it. Every range of emotion, from pleasure to just pure agony when he was on the cross, he went through it. So he knows what we go through. He knows the temptations. He knows everything. That's why he is our ambassador, and he's the one that intercedes for us. It's very important that you know that. A whole bunch of stuff in the news right now. Something just broke about Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill. I'm going to give you a few reasons that I can say that, okay? The first is going to be the big lit-up sign that people used to buy all the time and put in front of their business, that you take the little letters, the plastic, you know, 6-inch-tall letters, and stick it on there, and it's lit from the back. There was a sign there like that that said, "Everyone must check in." You also had stored in the there at the fire station where the sign was, boxes of bottled water, pizza carton, so they could feed the crew, right? You had porta-potties that were there. You had a lot of people wearing name tags on lanyards, you know, so they would have passes so they could get in and out of the scene. You had parents bringing children to the scene. They didn't have the triage blankets down like EMTs would do. There was no medevac helicopter. There was no string of ambulances. There was no evacuation of the 469 other students. And like I said, nobody's placed on the triage tarps. It was a drill, folks. It was a drill. You had the same crisis actors that we can place at many of the other false flags. It's going to be interesting to see, because I don't trust Alex Jones as far as I can throw him. William Cooper said he was one of them, masquerading as one of us. And I trust William Cooper more than I do Alex Jones. But Jim Fetzer has done the premier work on this, and he gave a really good interview with Stu Webb concerning the lawsuit that he was hit with by Lenny Posner, who claims his child was killed at Sandy Hook. Now, Fetzer is a very, very well-known, very respected published author, a brilliant researcher, and he's not going to take this line down. So this is going to get interesting, because they may, by the time this is over, they're going to regret that they did this, because when they start exploring what's there, it's going to be interesting. Now, Alex Jones, as we know, folded completely on Sandy Hook. Now, Fetzer gave Alex Jones enough evidence to prove that they faked the death of those kids, but he's not using it. And then now you've also got, in my opinion, the guy when it comes to Sandy Hook, and that's a man named Wolfgang Halbig, former Florida State Trooper. He is still considered the premier expert on school safety. As a matter of fact, the latest shooting they had in Florida at the school down there where the kid Cruz supposedly shot everyone, he had been at that school just a few months before and given them how to set it up, how to do all the safety regimen so this kind of thing wouldn't happen, which none of those were followed in the shooting, which is very interesting. But anyway, Wolfgang is the man when it comes to this, and they have tried to kill him. He went up there and was assured by the governor that he could see all the information, all the data, and three or four cops blocked him at the door, refused to let him in. They've tried to kill him down in Florida two or three times. I mean, come on. Something's going on, and I tell you, Now we've got the Undertaker down there, or up there rather, claiming that they had them put rocks in the casket so the weight would be about right for the child. No kids were killed, folks. None. None of them were killed. You can call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, but I'm telling you, eventually it'll come out and you'll see that I'm telling you the truth. No kids were killed at Sandy Hook. It was a false flag. Well, think about the father that came up to the lectern, who was laughing and joking, Mr. Parker. Laughing and joking around, and then he came up and he got himself into character, and then he played the sobbing parent whose 6-year-old purportedly had just been killed. I mean, come on, give me a break. See, as good as they are, they make mistakes, folks. We all do. And I love it when we can catch them doing that. I've found some disturbing stuff on Mexico. Let me just read this to you. The Guatemalan Minister of Governance, Enrique Degenhardt, is calling out the Mexican government for its role in enticing Guatemalans and others from Central American countries to leave their homes by offering benefits to them like work permits and visas as they migrate through Mexico into the United States of America. So, despite what you may have heard regarding Mexico capitulating to Trump's threats, this story says it's a whole different deal, and it gets worse. Well, let me back up a second. As far as Trump, Mexico has told us they're going to send 6,000 of its troops to protect its border under the threat of progressive tariffs. Now, retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor said that the new agreement with Mexico will only offer temporary relief, as Mexico does not have an interest in stopping illegal immigration into America because it offloads its discontented citizens and criminals into our country. He also said, now remember, this is our Army Colonel, he also said that Mexico is what he called a narco state, ruled by 6 drug cartels that control all the institutions in that country. The drug cartels want to continue bringing drugs into the U.S. Colonel McGregor also said that due to demographic change, Latinos are the base of the Democratic Party, and the goal is to transform the rest of America into a facsimile of leftist California. God help us. He says the real goal of mass immigration is to create demographic change that will make the left the permanent power within the United States of America. Here's the truth, folks. The truth is that the powers that shouldn't be, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call that cabal, they run everything. Now, the powers that shouldn't be depend on the trafficking of drugs as well as the trafficking of children to increase their wealth and to extort corrupt officials who do the dirty work for them. All of this, by the time it gets to us, has been sanitized just for appearance sakes. We have no idea what's truly going on. Believe me, there's a backstory to this. There always is. All right, moving on. Far-left Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, we're talking of California, is proposing $213.5 billion in his budget, which is going to extend eligibility to their Medicaid program to low-income illegals between the ages of 19 and 25. Yeah. Yeah, he's giving illegals insurance. Isn't that nice? These people need to be arrested for sedition. By the way, Google, in 2018, made $4.7 billion off the news industry. Now, a guy named David Chavern, the president of the Alliance, which represents 2,000 newspapers across the country, well, it says 2,000, but I think they got a comma out of place. It would be 20,000. Maybe, claims that they deserve a cut of the $4.7 billion in profits that Google makes from the news content that generates revenue for the tech giant for free while publishers receive little in return. And that's part of this whole social media thing. George Soros, the POS himself, is funding candidates across the country, as we have known for a while, for the office of district attorney as prosecutors file charges against accused criminals. Of course, they can also not file or actually drop charges. U.S. Attorney William McSwain said that criminal justice reform should be legislated with broad public support instead of implementing Soros' radical, quote, reform agenda. Philadelphia prosecutor Larry Krasner, a leftist prosecutor who was funded by Soros, provides a case study of skyrocketing violent crime that has resulted from the implementation of Soros' radical reform policies. You do, folks, I hope you do understand that the goal that they all have is to destroy this country. They're doing a pretty damn good job of it. It's well on its way to being destroyed. I hope you see that. I do have a little bit of good news, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Well, I'm not going to say that. A little bit of good news. Instead of donating to Planned Parenthood like Netflix, Ben & Jerry's, Converse, and many other far-left companies are doing, and I also might add Chick-fil-A. Yes, Chick-fil-A. They capitulated, whether you know that or not. Wendy's has launched a campaign to donate up to $500,000 towards adoption programs for foster children. The reason they're doing this is because their founder, Dave Thomas, was adopted when he was 6 weeks old. That's cool. I'm going to have to make it a point, if I ever eat at fast food, to eat at Wendy's.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Dave. Thanks, Dave. That is good. I found a story here that was on, what is Alexandria's website? I can't remember. Anyway, Mexican PRI is puppeteering the Democratic Party. There's a scary connection between the NXIVM cult and the complete corruption and ownership of the Democratic Party by the most powerful Mexican political party, the Partido Revolucionario, and whatever, the PRI, it's easier to call it that. When we look at the estimated 1 million migrants expected to crash our border this year, and with the Democrats refusing to enact the will of their constituents, like, you know, putting up walls, instead giving out free health care to all illegal immigrants, it's clear that they're acting on behalf of someone else. Well, who is that? Well, personally, I believe it's Satan, but that I think that's at the very tippy top, because despite how the protocol is, if you go high enough, you'll always go to one person. Always.
Always. Every organization.
Everyone. I think it's Satan. But anyway, Mexico is often described as a narco state, as you heard in the story I read three stories ago, under the control of criminal cartels, and that is partially true. But in spite of its rampant corruption, Mexico is a rather wealthy nation. According to the United Nations, it has the 15th largest economy in the world out of a total of 192 countries.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Consequently, Mexico's establishment PRI, which is the unpronounceable acronym that I tried to read a minute ago, has a lot of dough in their bribery budget. Mexico's current president, Obrador, is from the opposition party. I can't even pronounce that. Let's just say MRN. How about that? Now, Jeffrey Peterson joins 412 Anon on the Patriot Power Hour podcast to inform us that the enormous influence of the PRI on the Democratic Party is one of the most overlooked of all the news stories. Peterson is an internet pioneer from Arizona who founded the leading bilingual English-Spanish social media site, QPASA. He spent a lot of time in Mexico City on business, where he has learned its ways, and he's become friendly with its leaders, like Vicente Fox, the president, former president. Peter says, I'm not sure in American history if there's ever been a moment where an American political party has been puppeted by a foreign government, particularly Mexico. Peterson advises researchers to look into his former colleague Marco A. Lopez Jr., former chief of staff at U.S. Customs and Border Protection. By the way, that CBP is the acronym. It's always an acronym. Who's currently the senior advisor to Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim and potentially the future governor of the state of Arizona. Peterson says if elected, Lopez will be the first governor to be wholly owned and controlled by the PRI. Yes. Marco is serving as the connector from the Mexican PRI into the United States Democratic Party at the highest level. Tom Perez and others connecting the interests of Mexican PRI from its chairperson, who is from the Salinas family. You start to understand that connection that comes down through Arizona and through Janet Napolitano's group of supporters called the Arizona Mafia. You have the Mexican PRI puppeting the United States Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, and everyone else. Then it starts to make sense why, with their many, many, many millions of dollars in unlimited budget, the Democrats are opposing the border wall. They're opposing everything that Mexico wants to oppose because they're being funded by Mexican interests. That is where you're going to find a lot of the answers, and that's where no one seems to be looking. Amen to that. Wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, also doesn't surprise me that most of the illegals that come here come from countries in South America that the agency has overthrown in their past, which means whoever's running that country is under the control of the agency. It all ties back to the powers that shouldn't be, the deep state, whatever, shadow government, whatever you want to call it. It all ties back. There's a lot of pressure to steer this story away from the mainstream media. As patriots, we should see our focus on that particular phenomenon. Forget about the fact that we don't agree with democratic principles. Take it one step further. What about the Democrats being controlled by a foreign political party? That's where we need to be looking. They're flooded with Mexican money, and it's more than you would ever possibly believe. We need to stop making the mistake of assuming that Mexico's a poor country, because it's not. These guys send bank transfers of tens of billions of dollars offshore, and then work them back into the U.S. all the time. And they're using law firms in New York. They're using political consultants in D.C. They are very, very, very well funded. Mexico's building an airport right now that's got a $20 billion budget. That's a lot of money that the Democratic Party's tapping into one way or another. I don't know why more people aren't looking at it, because they should be. He goes on, well, he concludes by saying there's a reason Nancy Pelosi's worth $126 million on a $187,000 per year salary. No kidding. If more people would start looking at the Mexican PRI Democratic Party connection through Marco Lopez, through Janet Napolitano's people, who, by the way, are very close to Pelosi, then all the answers you need are going to start falling into place. All this strange stuff that's been happening, including a lot of the conspiracy theories out there, are going to start making sense. When you view them from the perspective of the Mexican PRI, which is a more viable political force than you would ever believe that it is. Where Peterson's story gets even more interesting is how many of his business contacts and friends, including the former BFF Marco Lopez, shunned him after he casually rebuffed efforts in 2014 by Emilio Salinas, his friend and the son of a Mexican president, to enroll him in the NXIVM cult. Oh, wow. So they tried to get him in, and he wouldn't go, and now they've shunned him. All of his friends pulled away from him and began to attack him. As the only breakaway member of Janet Napolitano's Arizona Mafia, he began to connect the dots. These PRI-corrupted politicos were also involved with the NXIVM cult, and that their fundamental sympathies had shifted. He says he doesn't care if people are Democrat or Republican, but when you're an American and you start working for a foreign government, that's where I draw the line. I love my country too much. It's just totally wrong in my mind to be an American-born citizen, someone that spent your whole career representing the American people, then all of a sudden start representing the Mexican government under the table. Ethically, I couldn't stomach that. That's why I started talking. His brush with NXIVM is the straw that broke the camel's back that caused him to walk away from the Democrats. But it was only later, when details of the NXIVM case came out, that Peterson realized the cult was using Mexican drug cartel psychological operations tactics in upstate New York. Wow. Let's see. I set the end point here to their discussion of Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who Peterson describes as an ethically good person, but the amount of pressure that's on all of them, the politicians in Arizona, in terms of the money that's coming at them from the Mexican apparatus, it's an enormous amount of pressure to toe the Mexican party line. It's very difficult for them to go against that. The Democratic Party that I used to be a part of is now a broken party. Don't let anyone tell you that they're not broken. They're broken and fractured. Their donor base is messed up. Their politics is messed up. Their leadership's messed up. The biggest source of influence they have right now is the Mexican PRI through these Arizona people, and I call them the Arizona Mafia. So there's an Arizona Mafia. There's a Dixie Mafia, too.
Yes.
That, what I hear, control Sessions.
Yes.
Jeff Sessions is being controlled by them, which is why he did nothing but sit on his butt while he was up there with Trump when he had an opportunity to drain the swamp. All he did was swim in the swamp.
I was fooled by that, too. I thought he was really going to represent Alabama and the rest of the country.
Well, me too, and that spoiled me on Q. Because I love all the Q stuff, because it really starts making sense. However, what Q said was that there was a deal going on between Sessions and Trump that they were going to let the Democrats appoint Mueller, who was working for Trump and Sessions, and let him dig up all the dirt on the Democrats, and it would catch them by surprise, and that way he could drain the swamp, and they would never see it coming. And obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's what Q said was happening. And
well, you know, if Q says anything, of course, if we are getting this information, then, of course, the Democrats and the swamp are going to get it, too.
True.
So anything that they say can obviously be counteracted.
Very appropriate. Very well said. Yeah.
So it could be that they were saying the truth, and then it got thwarted because they came out and said what the plan was.
Possibly. Possibly, but if they
or
did...
Or it could just be lies.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Wow. There's no telling. I didn't get a chance to listen to Dave Ernest and, of course, Rusty, but I tell you, man, those guys... I love that show. It's a good show. Rusty
really
has
is.
A great sense of humor. He, I think I do too, or at least I used to, but I think mine came from a different way than Rusty's. Rusty's the guy that's always thinking of a joke, no matter what. He's always thinking of something funny to say, and I love those kind of people. I used to be one of them, but that was a long time ago. But anyway, yeah, I love, and David Ernest, I'm going to have him on the show. He is, well, I don't want to use the term conspiracy theorist, but he questions everything. Let me put it that way, kind of like I do. Because I know I'm being lied to, and I don't like to be lied to. And, well, I've been lied to a lot this week, as a matter of fact. I don't know if I should get into that on this show or not. I suppose I should, because I know I'm not up to speed tonight, and I apologize. It's that I've been out at the shop every night this week, you know, till early and wee hours of the morning, getting my area cleaned up, because I had a deal with our service manager that I would get my area cleaned out so they could have another area for tech. And he agreed to stay, gave me 2 weeks. I gave him 2 weeks. I said, give me 2 weeks, which would be up tomorrow. And he quit yesterday. I never saw him. He just left, put his key and left. And that just infuriates me. I don't like to be lied to. We had a deal. And I've been busting my butt every night doing all that. I'm sorry. I don't need to bring that to the radio. I apologize. Jason and I were talking before the show. And I believe what we're seeing right now is the setup for the Great Tribulation. And I love reading Revelation, the book of Revelation. There's a very interesting verse in the book of Revelation. And it says, men will seek death but not find it. And I always wonder, what does that mean? Well, as we're moving down this path of nanotechnology, I think I know what it means. Actually, I know what it means. We're going to get to a point, and keep in mind, we may be at a point now, you and I will never know, they know, that it's possible for them to attain immortality, not die. They, you know, Obama told us they were doing a brain mapping project. I believe what that was all about was using genetics and figuring out what gene does what, and I guarantee you they're going to get to a point, like I said, if they haven't already, where they can make someone never die. They'll live forever. They will find the aging gene and they will cut it off. Now, contrast that with what Jesus promises us, Christ, Yeshua. We will have everlasting life. I submit to you there's a huge difference in immortality and everlasting life. Because life is the root word of living. And Jesus said, I come to bring life and bring it abundantly. In other words, when you're living your life, you're out there enjoying this beautiful planet. You know, you're loving people. People are loving you. Life is good. That's what it's all about. Immortality promises none of that. And Satan, being a liar, the father of all lies, he's convinced these Luciferian psychopaths that are working on this stuff in DARPA, some of the other think tanks, the laboratories, that, hey, you guys are going to live forever. Well, no, you're not. You're going to have immortality, but you're not going to be what I would call living. And they're going to be fooled by that. That's why they're going to seek death. They're going to want to die because they're going to be miserable, but they're not going to be able to. It's going to be an interesting time. Are you going to say something? You're just looking at
well,
me.
Yeah, I was just listening. You're going off on it pretty good. So, yeah, definitely. It's you
that's
pretty
okay.
much said everything that I was thinking. So
I think there's a huge difference in everlasting life as we're promised and immortality.
It is.
But you know, the technology, you have no idea how far they've advanced. I remember when I was pulling out some really weird stuff early on with this Morgellons stuff and sending it to Skizitjester, the premier Morgellons researcher, and I told her, I said, this stuff looks alien to me. And she immediately responded and said, don't go down that road. No. You have no idea how advanced the ones in the background, how advanced they've gotten with this stuff, with nanotech. And I think she's right. She was right. She's still right. They are so far advanced, but the thing is they've weaponized it. Go to stopthecrime.net and look at the NASA war document. It talks about future warfare, smart dust motes, dropping them, swarms of them down that are all pre-programmed for biological missions. Now take a wild guess what that means. That means they're programmed to go in your olfactory, up your nose, hit your bloodstream, and do whatever it is they're programmed to do. Maybe turn you off, kill you, who knows? But it's there. The military wrote this paper 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to take it away from me because we're about to hit our first break. But 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. If you would like to call, Jason in the studio with me tonight. This is Clearing the Air, News Talk 93.1 W.